a rather cold, kind of snowy morning here at Norwood Airport. And the gentleman standing next to me looks like Santa Claus. In fact, kind of a special Santa Claus, a flying Santa Claus. And as I look a little closer, kind of looks like a fellow we know very well here on Contact, Ed Rowe Snow. How are you, Ed? And kind of a little early Merry Christmas to you.
I'm very happy to be here, and I'm feeling pretty good, and Merry Christmas to you, Bob.
Ed Rowe Snow, I thought you mainly stayed aboard or near the sea. How come the airplane and how come the flying Santa Claus?
Well, we fly out over the sea in this plane, and we will leave in just a few moments. We will cover about 1,600 miles today and go down into Maryland as our greatest objective of the day. Also, we will stop at Martha's Vineyard. We will stop at Nantucket Island. We will stop at Block Island. And meanwhile, as we go to and from those various airports, we will drop from our plane about 112 bundles.
Ed Snow, how long have you been the Flying Santa?
My first year was 1936, and I've been doing it every year, except one when I was in the North African invasion. So this will be the 27th trip.
And are you the first Flying Santa, or was there someone flying the route before you?
In 1927, Captain Bill Winkapore of Rockland, Maine, inaugurated this rather unusual service. And when he retired in 1935 to fly gold over the Andes Mountains, he asked me to take his place. So I've been doing it ever since.
Ed, you head out to any of the lighthouses along the way, and are there still people actually operating lighthouses along our coast?
There are 128 lighthouses, which we will drop packages at, and probably we will drop two packages at some of the lights because there is more than one man.
Now, Ed, when you drop packages from an airplane, you have to have a pretty good aim. Who does the aiming? Who does the tossing?
I am what we might call the bombardier.
Ed, do you ever miss? Did you ever miss the lighthouse and hit the sea?
Yes, we have missed 9% of the time over a period of 27 years. And on our earlier flight,
you've only missed 9%?
9%.
91% accuracy?
Yes. This year, so far, we have been very successful. And our average so far in the flight we made 2 days ago was 95%.
Ed, if you had to pick out one of your drops or an actual stop that is the most interesting or perhaps the most remote point, which one would that be?
The one that scares me the most is Sable Island off the shores of Canada. And the second one, for beauty, Boston Light, right here in Boston Harbor.
And now, Ed, where's that first stop going to be today?
Our first stop today will be the Gurnet Light, about 2 miles out to sea from Plymouth Rock itself in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Well, Ed Rowe Snow, happy landing. We'll see you back in the studio in a few minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Here he goes, Ed Rowe Snow, the Flying Santa.